All right, good evening and good morning. Welcome. You are tuned in live this Monday, December 15th, 2008, or Tuesday, December 16th, 2008, depending on where you find yourself. Interesting day. Before I get started, though, I must say that we've done... this show will be part of the reshuffling, the reorganization of shows, and so tonight will be the last night that we run in this time slot. Beginning tomorrow, we will be going back to 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific, and of course that'd be 11 p.m. to midnight Central. And so that's, I guess you could say we will be 50% leaner, but 50% more concentrated. So it'll be a net wash. How about that? Anyway, there's some real interesting stories. I will lead off. You've heard quite a bit of it on this network and probably in some other places. Today, I'm sure you heard by now the Madoff discussion, Bernie Madoff, who made off with many billions in a Ponzi scheme that approaches what Congress could only do, but... I'm not going to start with that. I thought it was interesting today that folks probably missed the fact that there are a number of interesting stories. Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari, according to Newsweek, says, "I am a victim here." He spoke out on the Mumbai situation, terrorism, and the ISI. He said that India has provided very little information regarding the terrorist attacks at Mumbai. He said Pakistan has offered to conduct a joint investigation into the Mumbai incident, and if it leads anywhere, he said, we will take action, which is interesting. And I say, welcome to the legacy of Pervez Musharraf. But in a related story, and you couldn't make this up, USA Today, on page 5, ran a story titled, "Leaker, Surveillance Didn't Smell Right," and a former Justice Department lawyer says that he tipped off the news media. You know what? We'll come back with that. I'll tell you more about it when we come right back.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. 308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as I said, beginning tomorrow, we will drop back into the 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific slot. As I mentioned, going back to 1 hour. So we're going to be 50% leaner, and we're going to be 50% more concentrated, which is great. It's a not a bad deal. So let me see if I can complete this love triangle for you, if you will. As I mentioned, you have the Newsweek piece. Zardari says, "I am a victim." Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari says, "You know, he's a victim," and I say, "Welcome to the Musharraf legacy." But jumping over to USA Today, the leaker surveillance didn't smell right headline story. A former Justice Department lawyer says he tipped off the news media about the Bush administration's terrorist surveillance program because it didn't smell right. And it might be a stretch, but you know, you think of the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate, that everyone was scrounging for, and then all of a sudden here comes George Tenet, and hey, I found one. I mean, I have it. It's right here. And so to complete the love triangle of strangeness on the same day, you run over to Washington Post today, page 14, and you have the story, Brown offers Pakistan anti-terror aid. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, of course, vows to provide information on Mumbai attacks. So listen, Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari said that India has provided very little information. And guess what? Here comes Prime Minister Gordon Brown riding in on his white horse. I wish we had sound effects for that. It'd be great. But he promised Sunday to provide Pakistan with more information about Pakistani links to the Mumbai attacks. And I say, beware. I mean, we got to play a James Bond clip right here, because that is the love triangle. If ever there was a setup, I would anticipate that just about as overtly as you could possibly imagine. I mean, that's the love triangle. So you have Zardari saying, "I was a victim. India has provided very little information." And here we have confirmed issues with intelligence on the same day from a Justice Department official. And then, you know, we see Gordon Brown offering to help out. Isn't that nice? He's probably going to get a Boy Scout badge for that. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. I don't know that – I didn't hear anybody else talk about that. But, you know, you just got to – you got to look close enough. Yes, all of the news media is controlled, but you know what? they put all the pieces out. All we have to do is, you know, they take the puzzle and really all they do is just kind of dump it upside down and scatter the pieces around. All we got to do is put the pieces back together a little bit and voila. Most of us know about the Bush visit to Iraq and the size 10 that he was greeted with. He also made a surprise visit to Afghanistan Monday morning and asserted that the U.S. would not walk away from the conflict in that country despite rising violence and instability. The New York Times covered that today, page 13. I'm just going to throw some things out, and if you feel compelled to comment on this in a little bit, I will we'll open up the phone lines in the kind of a ceremonial commencement of the return to the 9 to 10 o'clock slot. So anyway, USA Today said carried the story Bush signed security deal in Baghdad, which of course goes back to Sunday's visit. And he, of course, defended the Bush doctrine, the war, and his legacy. The country, he said, is dramatically freer. And that was very interesting. And, of course, there was the shoe-throwing event that just about everybody covered, especially since most of the news agencies felt that it was a light day for news today. And, you know, I was surprised, I think, like most people. He was a relatively good shot. And that, of course, was the Iraqi journalist, Muntadir al-Zaidi. He was the reporter with the Cairo-based network, al-Baghdadiya, and almost got him with both shoes, even while he was being taken down when he was throwing the second shoe. And, you know, I got to say, When I read through the headlines and I kind of see how they spin in my mind, which I think is back to reality, I suppose you could say, I almost wonder if somebody wouldn't ask me, you know, do you hate this country? No, actually, on the contrary, I just think of all those people like Mr. al-Zaidi who listen to this rhetoric and aren't afraid to stand up and do something about it. And we remember most recently Michael Mukasey, who was giving the speech on the 20th of last month, I believe, who collapsed. And, you know, you had Washington State Supreme Court Justice Richard Sanders, who stood up and yelled tyrant in the middle of the speech. And shortly thereafter, Mukasey collapsed. And so, you know, there is speculation, at least from me and a few others, that the AG was about to really drop some bombs and just basically shut down, couldn't do it, and maybe wasn't aware that Sanders had already left the building. But anyway, I just wonder sometimes, because as I've heard Alan Watts say recently, you know, we've gotten so far away from normal. It's just unbelievable. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if people thought for some misguided reason that I don't love my country, because I do. On the contrary, I love it. I love the opportunity that we have here to make things better, which is really at the heart of my interests and my efforts. So I don't know. Anyway, I always think of that because I just think, man, it's so scandalous, you know, all of them. Anyway, continuing, official report, false Iraq reconstruction. This was a story carried by a few places. I saw that most recently in the Washington Post. Today, page 17, I said, as the U.S. prepares for a major expansion of its development and reconstruction programs in Iraq and Afghanistan, which again goes back to the Army's manual, the new field manual, FM3-07, Stability Operations, which is just a continuation of the same old, to that end. It says government investigators have described the American reconstruction effort in Iraq as a failure that wasted billions. But, you know, I actually put together a little piece on this over on Jonah's Gospel, and I cited the New York Times article, and New York Times was among a few who published the unpublished 513-page federal history, the document that all of this news basically came out of. And I threw in a couple of fun reports, one of which I cited, which was the RAND report titled Analyzing Contingency Contracting Purchases for Operation Rocky Freedom, and it was the unrestricted version. But I just threw in a couple of paragraphs and closed with the idea, well, the question, as scathing, as scandalous as the report reads, could it be intended to drive sentiment for specific ends? And I said, consider one excerpt from page 8 of the recent RAND report. And the report on page 8, the quote reads thusly, it says, in this monograph, we demonstrate that it is possible, though currently difficult, to develop a database that allows detailed analysis of individual purchases for a contingency, including who purchased what goods and services, when, for what cost, from which firms, and how the transactions were accomplished. Such information is an important input in addressing policy questions related to combat support planning, the development of strategic relationships with suppliers, the effective use of different contract instruments, CCO assignments, and training for CCOs. We recommend that the Air Force develop a standardized method for gathering detailed data on contingency purchases on an ongoing basis, as well as summarizing those data according to, for example, the types of goods and services purchased or the suppliers used to facilitate such analyses in the future. And it goes on, but you kind of get the idea. Okay, so now we've squandered trillions, literally, in that neck of the woods, so to speak, and now we're going to begin the crackdown. And there were some related stories on that talking point in the news today, coincidentally. And I found that interesting as well. Anyway, you can find that and a few other reports, I think five in total, over at Jonah's Gospel. So, and that's on the front page right now. Anyway, we will go into a short break. We'll be right back after this short break. Stick around.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You know, I got distracted during the break. I was looking at some of the information from my notes when Dr. Truott was on Carly's show, What's Ailing America, this past Saturday, the 13th, December 13th. Man, oh man, you definitely want to catch that show if you didn't have a chance. Both hours were amazing. And I have to say, I commented on the Bloomberg issue, you know, Bloomberg calling out the Fed, and everybody says, what's that all about? I think, you know, again, another triangle of love, if you want to put that together. You basically take that article and, you know, the PSYOP that was, that took place at one of the Fed rallies that, and then of course you punctuate it with, Dr. Truott's commentary on that and the sound of silence technology. And all of a sudden, my goodness, you understand. And then you understand what I've been trying to say about, you know, beware of this and the Fed discussion. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that a whole lot because I'm going to try to have, Dr. Truott on to have that discussion then. So I'm not going to butcher it right now, but I will wait to get into it and dissect it with him on the show because he is a wealth of information on that subject. But I did just call in real quick during the show, and I thought it was interesting. I will say that I've been following for quite some time some of the things. You know, if you know me at all, you know, I'm always trying to reach for the most credible source information so that the veracity of the information and its documentation really are irrefutable and can't be challenged. And I mentioned the fact that H.R. 2977, which was the Space Preservation Act sponsored by Dennis Kucinich, in Section 7 had definitions that were frightening. It mentioned a bunch of terms, obviously, in the body of the bill, but and it wasn't passed, of course, but it was a bill to prevent the proliferation of space-based weapons and some different exotic weapon systems and things. But, you know, you get into the definitions, Section 7, and it's just absolutely horrifying, you know, and it was exactly in line with the discussion they were having. And, of course, when you look at that kind of information, and this is legislation that Congress discussed or that was kicked around on the congressional floor, basically, and it talks about things like the term weapon and weapon system mean a device capable of any of the following. Among them, you know, you read some of these things, inflicting death or injury on, damaging or destroying a person, biological life. That's not the real crazy stuff. You know, these are, I'm getting into the sub-definitions and continuing. It says, through the use of land-based, sea-based, or space-based systems using radiation, electromagnetic, psychotronic, sonic, laser, or other energies directed at individual persons. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Direct energy weapons? Anyway. And this is out of the congressional record. One of the things I mentioned was that you can't find a lot of this. You go to Thomas, you have to dig a little bit. You go to congress.org or govtrack.us, and the body of the text has been stripped out. So you have to really dig for it. But I think I bookmarked that on the Jonah's Gospel thread. I'm not sure. But anyway, continuing, it says, so other energies directed at individual persons or targeted populations for the purpose of information war, mood management, or mind control of such persons or populations. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just unbelievable. Continuing, real quick, you know, inflicting death or injury, damaging and destroying, also by expelling chemical or biological agents in the vicinity of a person. Such terms include exotic weapon systems, such as electronic, psychotronic, or information weapons. Chemtrails is mentioned. I was saying, used to say this a lot, you know, people would say, yeah, you know, chemtrails, whatever. No, chemtrails is not military chaff. Chemtrails is one of the definitions in this legislation before Congress. How about extraterrestrial weapons? That's in there. Chemical, biological, environmental, climate, or tectonic weapons. The term exotic weapon systems includes weapons designed to damage space or natural ecosystems or climate, weather, and tectonic systems. Crazy. You couldn't make it up. HR 2977. And I guess the text was stripped out because it's one of the most searched bills on Google still. You can just type in HR 29, I think, and the 77 pops up in the auto populate little drop down box. So anyway, interesting. I got sidetracked. So hopefully we'll have Dr. Truot on to discuss that very soon. And with that, we'll be right back after the short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio. You know, before I forget, I would like to mention that if you missed it, I think everybody should catch Joseph Ellis, his appearance yesterday on Washington Journal, Sunday, December 14th, which was, wow, it was astonishingly straightforward for history buffs. It was wonderful. He's the Mount Holyoke history professor who is kind of like, I suppose you might consider him a sort of a modern day Carol Quigley in a sense. He's a professor of history on the Ford Foundation at Mount Holyoke, and he's a Pulitzer Prize winner for history, but it was interesting. And you know what was really interesting, and I mention this once in a while, but you know, it's encouraging to see people and or actually hear people who are very intelligent and very you can tell they're just ordinary folks. They're not they're everyday people. They're not I suppose you could say not people that study these kinds of things for a living, like Joseph Ellis, for example, or some of the bad guys at some of the think tanks. I was reading some of the things on Brookings today. There was, oh my goodness, that I shouldn't even start on that. But when you hear some of the people. And we were going to play some of the remarks, but it just didn't work out. When you hear some of the people and their remarks and the questions, there was one gentleman who called in and he had read the book. He was quoting from Ellis's most recent book, His Excellency George Washington. And it was fascinating. I thought it was wonderful to hear people basically giving him a run for his money, I suppose you could say. And so I think if you're anything like me and you enjoy any of the points that have been raised on this show, you'll probably like that appearance of Joseph Ellis on Washington Journal over at C-SPAN yesterday. And you can find that just by going to cspan.org and searching in the little search box for Joseph Ellis. And it should be the first link that pops up. I also bookmarked that at that composite feed on Jonah's Gospel. But very good. I just thought I'd mention that because it was a lot of fun. It was very informative. And I was actually shocked that he wasn't trying to spin certain issues. I mean, you can't get the entire truth out of him or any of those guys. That's just not in his best interest. But I'll tell you what, he was awfully candid and awfully straightforward. I thought that was refreshing. But anyway, getting back to some other issues before we open up the phone lines, Washington Post, as I said, was among many others that mentioned the article. I think New York Times led that charge, but I would speculate that was probably a setup. And, you know, to kind of tie that together with my point earlier on the intelligence and Gordon Brown offering to bolster Pakistani president's Zardari's intelligence information. You look at stories like IG's report highlights material weaknesses, financial mismanagement at the Pentagon. That was Washington Post today, also page 19. And the Pentagon Deputy Inspector General for Auditing released a report that says the DOD financial statements may be unreliable. Somebody should send him the 5-minute CBS video from 2001 when on September 10th, Donald Rumsfeld says, yeah, you know, we can't find $2.3 trillion with a T that fell between the couch cushions in the Pentagon and another 25% by some estimates, he said, which means that it's probably more like 75% by in reality, not in the land of Oz or the wonderland. Anyway, the Pentagon deputy inspector, his report adds that DOD is unable to account for government-owned property, plant and equipment, and materials supplied to contractors, getting back to the other report. So there is a connection there and culpability, I'm sure. It also cannot account for money owed in its accounts receivable category because it is unable to accurately record, report, collect, or reconcile payments from public entities or intergovernmental transfers. So this is probably one of the wonderful joys that the Obama administration will inherit. Now, you can tie that together with the We know that the energy team was announced today, but looking for my notes on the intelligence team. I need to get to this too. Obama will probably be announcing his intelligence team soon, and you can bet your bottom dollar that might fly under the radar. Here it is. Barriers to intelligence. Newsweek, December 22nd. Barack Obama, December 22nd. This is the story that's coming out. Barack Obama appears to be getting closer to picking people to run the national intelligence agencies. And remember, if you go back to the piece that I keep referring to from CSIS, basically what that is designed to do, the intelligence apparatus and the new intelligence team, is to consolidate all of the efforts of the IRTPA. And I was thinking about it over the weekend. I got mad for a minute and I thought, you know, so many people have put out so much great information. You know, Alan Watt always talking about Bertrand Russell and his crazy you know, there should just be a clinic for a month on the science of, or the impact of science on society back in 53. Bertrand Russell's just mind-blowing, just psychopathic work on the scientific dictatorship and all the crazy sound bites that come out of that book alone, and yet how many people have actually cracked it open. And there are many other good ones. But anyway, the point is that in this case, we can fully expect that the intelligence community will bring with it a crackdown on this kind of behavior, and guess who's going to bear the brunt of that crackdown? It's going to probably affect the intelligence, the military community, of course, the economic community, because you've heard about the merger of the economic and the intelligence community. They've always been married. We just haven't been really told that overtly out in the public limelight. If you remember, oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank. I'm looking at something else. Probably have to come back to that in a second. Michael Rupert's discussion, for example, and how the intelligence community is the financial community, basically. We're going to start to see that melding through this administration early on. You can bet that they'll be doing that very aggressively. And again, that comes out of the reports, predominantly from CSIS and several others. Here's an interesting piece of news that I bet you didn't see, though. The DNI awarded its first National Intelligence Distinguished Public Service Medal. Guess who got it? Virginia Senator John Warner. He received the first ever National Intelligence Distinguished Public Service Medal, and this, of course, ties right into that discussion from Director of from the DNI, Mike McConnell, in a ceremony today. Or excuse me, that was last week. That was December 12th at ODNI headquarters. And Senator Warner, of course, is the second ranking Republican member of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the committee's former vice chairman. He has also served as both chairman and ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and is a current member of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. And his service, they said, on these committees reflects the highest commitment to national security. Isn't that nice? And he's retiring in January after 30 years in the Senate. And one of the last gifts that he gave us, of course, was the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, which was wonderful. Thank you very much for that. And so he's done his part in merging because, you know, according to these guys, the IRTPA is the centerpiece of all of this mess, and John Warner Defense is just a subset of that. So he obviously has done much to further the agenda of the intelligence dictatorship, and so he gets his award for that. Isn't that nice? There's another story. I'm going to have to find that as well. It was interesting. Osama bin Laden, saw a real interesting story on that today as well. But continuing on, and some other news that I didn't hear discussed, really. This was kind of interesting. Afghanistan and neighbors discuss close cooperation. This is New York Times Today, page 14. Afghanistan and most of its neighbors agreed at an informal conference in Paris to work together to stabilize the country. Does that sound familiar? Restrict narcotics traffic. Sound familiar? And coordinate action against terrorist groups. It's almost like, you know, they read the congressional report or something. Those are three of the 5 points. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. You know, you look up these terrorist groups, you can go to Wikipedia. And I mention Wikipedia because if it's controlled and you can still find this much information, then what in the world is there to find that you aren't seeing there? Or, you know, you can go to the CIA's website and their library, which is very informative, and they just don't care either. You can find whatever you want. You don't even have to go to the FOIA documentation because, hey, they don't care. And speaking of that, before I forget, jumping off on a tangent, Washington Post today on page 19 reported, match the right stamp to the right secrets. The Pentagon is in the process of changing its for official use only stamp to the one that says controlled unclassified information. So for the FOIA junkies, that should produce some wrangling, I'm sure. But you know, when you go to Wikipedia, for example, as one source, and I only mention it because, you know, if you can find so much information there, what else is out there? And it's, you know, predominantly sourced information, and you can quote the sourced information, but, you know, you can find information on a number of terrorist organizations. And guess what? Many of them are homegrown. Which again gets back to my earlier point that, you know, I don't hate my country in any way. I love it, but you know, I just hate the despicable things that tyrants do. And so I hope that we all continue to fight the good fight. And as I keep saying, you know, just read the reports that Congress is putting out and then get in front of your freshman congressmen and elected officials. And there is enough stuff in the reports that are coming out now that you can get in front of just about anybody, regardless of political leaning, and find a half a dozen things that they just can't live with. It's not hard. Things that horrify and shock the conscience. So anyway, but you know, as I said, you can find, I think, over 100 of these different terrorist organizations and information on them on Wikipedia. That ought to tell us something. Back to the news. A $40 billion price tag for large army U.S. service predicts cost of $1.1 million soldier force. This was a Defense News headline today. On page one, the Army projects it will need $40 billion annually above current spending levels once a planned 74,200 troops are added. A report says the planned force of 1.1 million soldiers would require a budget of $170 billion to $180 billion per year to sustain, and will be above the 2009 budget of $140 billion. And I would agree with Flora on this point that I think we should take better care of the troops that we already have, including bringing some home, not moving them around and shuffling them around in the Middle East. And, you know, in a related story, again, you couldn't make it up. I mean, this stuff is just unbelievable. I know this is, again, it's kind of a stretch, but CNN ran a piece yesterday, Toys for Tots, a victim of economic downturn. So basically we have stories like the $40 billion price tag increase for a larger fighting force, but you also have the IG reports highlights material weaknesses, financial mismanagement at the Pentagon. Financial mismanagement at the Pentagon, and guess who suffers? Toys for Tots, a victim of economic downturn. CNN says the economic downturn has hit the annual Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. Is that despicable, or is it just me? We got to hit the Toys for Tots program of all things. You know, we can't find a few hay pennies to rub together for the Toys for Tots program. We got to steal from the Toys for Tots program. Unbelievable. I mean, if that's not indicative of an ultimate low, I don't know what to say. Again, I don't hate my country or the troops that wear the uniform, but this crazy, tyrannical, scientific dictatorship that is rogue, this administration, that part of it, not fond of it. Anyway, we'll be right back after the short break.
Hey,
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-changed boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Welcome back once again. Final segment of the first hour. And I think it's interesting that USA Today ran a story today, page 7D, headline, "Can We Get the Nuclear Genie Back in the Bottle? Scientists Focus on the 21st Century Perils." And story says, a new nuclear weapons report by a panel of scientists. Here we go again. Does that, you know, anytime, I mean, I can't believe that we keep going back to these little sound bites. You know, anytime that should be such a sensitive, I mean, such a sore subject at this point. You know, NIE, National Intelligence Estimate, 935 lies. Should be the first thing that pops into any American's head who has been paying attention for the last several years, at least I would think. Anyway, a new nuclear weapons report by a panel of scientists and two new books by weapons scientists show just how deeply the nuclear genie still haunts the scientific heirs of the Manhattan Project. I need to pull up that story. Maybe I'll get to that the reports and the books, you want to bet? I bet you they'll come from one of probably a handful of think tanks or institutes. I haven't even looked further into it yet, but why do I mention that? Well, this is not a new issue. Getting back to Flora's point of the 45 communist goals from the Naked Communist, Cleon Skousen's legendary work. Now you go back to, for example, the Kennedy era, when he signed the Freedom from War and Blueprint for the Peace Race in September of 61 and April of 62, respectively. And it basically calls for a disarming of – it was a three-stage disarmament plan. And it was well, disarmament is a disingenuous term because really it was a – that was a plan to disarm the United States. But guess what? We're going to arm the International Peacekeeping Force, which gets back to my continued discussion on the rise of private contractors. And if you'll recall, I read – I always refer to the symposium from the Royal Canadian Military Institute that made the presumption or the projection in a 2004 symposium that private military contractors would eventually replace special forces. And sure enough, in a story, I forget, was it June 28th? Somewhere around the end of June this year, I believe. USA Today ran a story. In fact, that was the story that Flora sent to me, and I appreciate that. But, of course, we see that happening right before us, even though they're still, you know, calling young men and women up in an effort to advance certain causes. Anyway, I thought it was interesting because it gets back to this age-old agenda, basically. It's a communist agenda, so... That in today's USA Today. Anyway, end of the first hour, headed into the second hour. Stick around, we'll be right back after this.
Hello, my name is Jeff Lawrence.